On this day, the 13th of April, 1921. Monaghan Protestant slain. Dublin Castle issues an account of the evidence given at a court of inquiry by two children, Sarah Fleming, aged 8, and Samuel Fleming, aged 11, who described the murder of their father and brother and the destruction of their house. The inquiry concerned the death of William John Fleming, a farmer aged 65, and Robert Fleming, his son, aged 24, both of Castle Blaney, County Monaghan, on March 29th. Little Sarah said she remembered waking up on Easter Monday night. There was cheering outside the house. Her father opened the window and asked, "What do you want?" Someone said they wanted him to surrender a gun and ammunition. She smelt petrol and heard a window broken at the back of the house. At the command of the men, who were carrying guns with bayonets and who had flash lamps, she and her brother stood by a ditch at the side of the road. One of the men fired, and she felt a burning pain in her left arm. After a while, her father came crippled. The house was burning, and her brother Bob was shot dead. Samuel Fleming corroborated the evidence of his sister, adding that the men demanded that his father should surrender all arms and ammunition to the IRA. His father said that he would never surrender. Before his brother and father were killed, he heard two whistles and about 12 shots fired. William John Fleming, who made a statement before he died, said he was told unless he surrendered, he would be burnt out of his home. His son was shot dead, and he was wounded at the same time. The police said that when Fleming had finished speaking, he cried out, "Oh, Constable, I am done. It is a pity we surrendered and did not fight it out." County Armagh reprisals. At an early hour yesterday morning, a number of armed raiders set fire to the house of James Mallon Thatcher near Killyleagh. A number of shots were fired into the house and Mallon was wounded. About the same time, the house of Hugh Smith of Tamlet was also set fire to. It is freely rumoured that these outrages were reprisals for the shooting of Special Constable Fluke and the wounding of other specials in Sunday's Crossmaglen ambush. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, these reports bear out the brutal sectarian nature of much of the violence in rural Ulster. In County Monaghan, the IRA targeted isolated Protestant farmers with UVF associations, murdering a number of them. In Armagh, South Down and Tyrone, the specials perpetrated reprisal burnings and sectarian murders such as those at Dromore.